Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Anxiety Bites. I'm so happy you're here. I'm your host, Michelle Hashimi, your certified transformational nutrition coach, certified nutritional therapist, and founder of Bella Holistic Nutrition and Wellness. So yes, I am all about nutrition. Thank you for joining me here on Anxiety Bites. Now, I called it Anxiety Bites for two reasons. One, because anxiety bites, and I know it bites because I've been there. And two, when it comes to food, nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, permanent, lasting health comes from committing to making small changes. So you don't need to do everything perfectly. You don't need to do everything all at once. It's not an all or nothing situation. We take things one bite at a time. Today's episode is called Awesome Self-Care Ideas for Mind, Body, and Soul Wellness. In my previous episode, episode 10, I talked about how working with a nutritional therapist includes addressing more than just your diet. We get into other important holistic topics like goal setting, mindset, stress management. And this is why my consultancy is called Bella Holistic Nutrition. Because holistic health is about caring for the whole person, mind, body, soul, for optimal health and wellness. Of course, nutrition is a major cornerstone to wellness, but self-care is also important to your health and well-being. The definition of self-care is the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health. So self-care is when you focus on nurturing yourself and bringing out the best in yourself. Do you often feel like you're nurturing, caring, and invested in the well-being of others, but you fall short when it comes to you? When you prioritize your own needs, you're telling yourself that you're just as important as anyone else. So let's not always put ourselves last. Consider yourself a priority. By adding simple self-care timeouts to your daily routine, you'll be able to feel better, achieve balance, and improve the quality of your life. Yes, self-care really does make a difference. When you add self-care to your life, you're nourishing yourself. Now, as you continue to practice some of these ideas, be inspired to find other things you enjoy and want to add to your day. And keep this in mind, rather than waiting to the point where you're burned out, stressed out, and feeling overwhelmed, start adopting these healthy self-care habits now to help you nourish your mind, body, and soul. And that way, when life happens to throw you a curve, and you know it will, you're in a better state to remain positive and responsive rather than reactive. So here are some ideas to give your mind some self-care. Number one, disconnect from negative social media. Three words, hide, block, delete. Look, you don't need it. There's a lot of negativity on social media, even if it's things you support. A lot of it still is negative. So take a break, get out of the groups, or block the news feeds that really just exist to create mental turmoil. Another idea is to sort, throw out, or donate things you no longer use or need. Old clothes that don't fit or aren't a part of your life, old kitchenware, maybe some decor from a different time in your life, papers, magazines. Unburden your life and declutter your space. Did you know decluttering can reduce stress and anxiety, and it can even help improve your sleep? Decluttering helps you take control of your space and your life, and really improve your overall well-being. Another idea is to get outside and spend some time cloud watching. You can lie on your back, relax, watch the sky, let your imagination wander. Clouds can become animals, people, objects, even stories, so get creative and relax for a while. Another idea is to practice mindful meditation. The goal of mindful meditation is to focus your attention on things that are happening right now in the present moment. So take a minute to come into awareness of your thoughts or feelings or whatever sensations you feel And just sit with that for a few minutes. Now, to care for your body, here are some ideas that go beyond basic nutrition and exercise. Number one, give your body nutrition. N-E-W, nutrition. Eat a new, different type of fruit or vegetable today. Try something you've never had. So what's something you've never tried? Jackfruit, starfruit, Romanesco, purple sweet potato. Get into something new and different and surprise yourself. Another thing you could do is to sit tall and breathe. Because when we're anxious or we perceive a threat, our breathing speeds up as a way of getting the body ready for potential danger. Instead of breathing slowly and deeply from the lungs and into the diaphragm, we start to breathe rapidly and shallowly. Relaxed breathing, or also known as abdominal or diaphragmatic breathing, is when you breathe deeply into your abdomen and let the air puff out your stomach and your chest. And this is a very effective way to gently remind your body that it's safe to relax. If you practice this daily, it'll become a habit, so when you are faced with stress or anxiety, you'll start to breathe deeply, get into your relaxed breathing, and be able to handle things a lot better. And not only that, deep breathing oxygenates, detoxes, cleanses, and nourishes all our cells, too. Another thing you could do is get your groove on. Put on your favorite upbeat music and move for 10 minutes. Did you guys know I'm a dancer? I love to ballroom dance, so for me, dancing lifts me up in so many ways. Dancing boosts the dopamine and endorphins, which are the two neurotransmitters or brain chemicals responsible for feelings of pleasure and happiness. So start dancing. Another option is to stretch. Gentle stretching exercises help lower cortisol, the stress hormone, and it's not only great for stress relief, but it can help calm your mind. And if you're not someone who works out very often, stretching can still help you with any stress-related aches and pains. Stretching has also been shown to increase your serotonin levels, which are the feel-good brain chemicals, and that helps to stabilize your mood, reduce stress, and just makes you feel good, which will help decrease anxiety and depression. Another thing you could do is drink an herbal tea every day. Try something new, something that sounds delicious, because tea really can help you unwind. Chamomile tea, for example, helps to improve sleep, relaxation, and reduces stress. Sage tea and lemon balm tea have been shown to help lift your mood. So take 10 minutes, sit with a cup of tea, and resist the urge to get online or multitask. Put your phone down and have a cup of tea. Now let's go over a few ideas to nurture your soul. Here are some ways to cherish and feed your soul with positive thinking and intentional self-care. And I hope some of my ideas will inspire you to find other ways to self-care. Number one, how often do you sit quietly and just accept what you're feeling? Like, sit quietly and name what you're feeling. It's okay to feel sadness or fear or shame. And oftentimes, our first reaction to these types of feelings that aren't really nice feelings is to reject them. Well, accept your emotions without judgment. And acceptance means just being aware of your emotions and accept them for what they are right now, because you know they won't last. Sometimes we try to push our thoughts and feelings away, or swallow them, or ignore them, and sometimes those really painful feelings can lead to overeating or even drinking. So take a minute and let your thoughts unfold. Acknowledge them and see if you can let them go rather than trying to bury them. Another idea is to focus on gratitude. Think about the ways you're blessed. And you can keep a gratitude journal and make a habit of writing things down every night. When I was going through a rough time, I used gratitude as a way to keep myself balanced and grounded and keep my attitude positive. And regularly practicing gratitude really does help ease the symptoms of anxiety and depression, especially when you're worried or you're struggling with something that seems overwhelming. Gratitude is linked to an improved mood, and practicing gratitude gives you a deep positive feelings that will bring on a sense of well-being. This is especially important, like I said, if you're feeling overwhelmed, life has thrown you a curve, and you're struggling to deal with it. Start focusing on gratitude. Another idea is to be with people who are uplifting and supportive. Try to cut the negativity and drama queens from your life. And I know sometimes that can be difficult, especially if they're people you work with or family members, and you know who drains you. But if you can't cut them out of your life, try to counteract that by being with people who are there for you, who are positive, who are supportive and uplifting. Another good idea is to practice self-affirmations. That means affirm your worthiness and value as an individual. Self-affirmations have been proven to actually rewire your brain and boost those feel-good brain chemicals. Start telling yourself how awesome you are. Now, another thing you could do is to create a ritual. Rituals are powerful ways to celebrate yourself. Take a moment each morning or at night and light a candle and give thanks. Or stretch every morning or before you go to bed. Create a quiet moment of connectedness and let that become a habit. So those are a few ideas for the self-care you not only deserve, but your mind, body, and soul needs. And self-care is personal. Everyone's ideas can be different. So use these options or let them inspire you to find things that have meaning to you. Self-care may not come naturally at first, and we're often not used to putting even our smallest needs first. We're often last on our own list. Sometimes just being aware of any negative self-talk or any other barriers you put in your way is a big step. Now, it's important to commit to self-care and be consistent. You'll be amazed how great you feel when you focus on your well-being. Now, I briefly just covered some ideas, and I have a free ebook for you with even more ideas. And that's called 30 Awesome Self-Care Ideas for Your Mind, Body, and Soul Wellness. I'd be happy to send it to you, so please drop me a message if you'd like a copy. So I hope you liked today's episode, and I really appreciate you being here with me. We can work together, and you'll learn how to not only eat better, feel better, but you'll learn some holistic mind, body, soul balance. And remember, if you're currently taking medication, please don't stop or make any changes unless and until you discuss it with your doctor or primary caregiver, because I'm not a doctor and I'm not able to offer any medical advice. I'm a health and nutrition coach, and I'm here to offer support and education, not diagnosis or treatment. So remember, if you'd like a free copy of my ebook, 30 Awesome Self-Care Ideas, please message me at michelle@bellaholisticnutrition.com or leave a comment here in the post. If you have any questions about me and what I do, visit my website, bellaholisticnutrition.com, or listen to some of my other podcasts. And please remember to follow me on Facebook at Bella Holistic Nutrition. Thanks again for being here with me. See you soon. And until next time, take care.